This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, welcome in back to The Drive and into Dirty's Daily. Dirty is not here. Clint is out today, but Luke Morrow is in for him as he's been rolling with us. Having a lot of fun with Luke today. Feisty. Well, I've been feisty. Tyler's in the building as well. We appreciate you. You can join us, as always, on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610, like many of you have. YouTube and Twitch, we enjoy talking to you and having you check us out there as well. Remember, what you need to do with this great promotion. We are rolling here. All you got to do, listen to the app, listen to the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. 60 minutes each day. You can listen to Sports Radio 610. I would advise that's what you do, but you can listen to anybody that participates in Odyssey. But listen for 60 minutes, and you will put yourself in a position to win an all-expense-paid trip to Vegas during the big weekend in college basketball. There's a lot of things happening that first weekend. You have a chance to win an all expense paid trip and $20,000. $20,000. You'll be able to take three other of your friends to Vegas for an all expense paid trip during the big weekend for college basketball. All you got to do is listen for 60 minutes. Do so and put yourself in position to win that trip. All right. I want to get to something real quick. We haven't been able to discuss this week yet, Tyler. Did y'all see what they did to Terrence Shannon?
I missed that.
First off, I believe Illinois retired his jersey way too fast. Mm-hmm. Terrence Shannon played in the NCAA tournament for the Illinois Fighting Illini. I'm struggling today, Luke.
Yeah.
Fighting Illini.
There we go.
He played for them just last year. He just left, not to mention he played at least 2 years at Texas Tech. I remember that. He transferred to Illinois, and I'll just say last year didn't go completely smooth for him at Illinois, but those things are behind him, at least legally. But they retired his uniform, Tyler, and they put that thing up upside down when they lifted it up. He pulled the.
You got one job.
He pulled the string, and they had old Shannon upside down.
I'm realizing as I get older, my biggest pet peeve is people just not doing their damn job, whatever it is.
I know this is wrong, but it is hard for me not to be convinced that that was not done on purpose. I just don't know. I like.
Yeah, maybe the guy that put it together like had an issue with him or something.
I like, fellas, I don't know how you don't get that right. I don't know how that's not tested out. I don't know how that's. I don't know how we didn't know that it was upside down until for the first time it was pulled off.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens. It's so embarrassing. Especially for, like, you know, you're supposed to be honoring the guy, and that's what happens instead. I think PK Subban said that the normal guy was load managing that night.
Yeah,
that's why he wasn't available.
Yeah, sure, PK.
Yeah.
I bet you did. Yeah. And PK, right then, I believe PK came out with a microphone after that and said, you see this? What do the players want to do? What do you want? This didn't happen when Kobe was alive. That's what old PK said. All right. Damn, I feel bad for him. But, I mean, I feel like you got to wait at least 5 years to retire somebody's jersey.
Yeah.
I do. I think JJ damn near waited that long. You gotta wait. You can't retire somebody's or I don't think they retire in college. They just put you up in the rafters. You gotta wait.
What about, I believe they're going to, I think they already did. I was going to say Caitlin Clark. Could you do Caitlin Clark already because of how spectacular she was?
She's calm down.
Luke.
Caitlin needs to wait. She needs to wait 5 years. Wait.
I agree. In general, I agree.
Hopefully the WNBA is still around, you know?
Oh, I think they will be. Is Jeter, does he have a plaque yet? They've taken care of Jeter, right? He's in the hall. I believe the Yankees probably beat him to the punch. But not in a year. He just played for the team three, 4 months.
No, I'm with you.
Crazy. All right. One of the young stars in basketball, Anthony Edwards, over this weekend, during the All-Star week, it was interesting. They had comments with him. This is a young guy that the league is really pushing, right? He's got a really entertaining game. He can jump. He's fearless. He can play. He can shoot. He's kind of got that killer instinct. We've heard him compared to many greats. And he's a young player, 23 years old. He was the number one pick out of Georgia. People really, he's got character. He's got, there's a lot there to look to see. Like, this could be the next guy to take the tour. Well, he spoke talking about potentially being the next face, being the next guy to kind of take over things behind LeBron and Steph. This was his response to potentially being the face of the NBA.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You can and will be that guy.
Well, I'm capable of being that guy. But I don't want to be that guy. Put it like that. I want to be the guy to just show up and hoop and just kill dudes and go home.
Murder. Jeez.
So he expressed, I don't want to be the guy. I don't want to be the face. First off,
doesn't act like it.
First, do y'all believe him?
No, his actions say the complete opposite. Luke, am I off on that?
I agree with you. I think he probably doesn't want the other stuff that comes with it, but he wants to be considered the guy in the league.
He wants to, as he said, kill dudes and go home. He wants to be the best, but he doesn't. I think there's a difference in being the guy, right? Like, if we look at the Warriors, I think his favorite player is KD. That's his favorite player growing up. And I would think if you looked at KD and like Steph was more of a face. He wanted to be out there. KD just wants to play basketball and go the hell home. I know. See what goes with being the face?
He's chewing that stupid-ass mouth guard stuff.
KD just wants to go home. He is. He's in Sprite commercials and all that stuff. I don't know if he does. He just has a chill. Now, I've watched these docs, and they've got the starting five on Netflix that he's in. And Tyler, he didn't even come out to his own Thanksgiving celebration that was at his house because he was still playing video games. Everybody else is out there.
That's just effing shameful. Go spend some time with your freaking family, dude. Get off the sticks.
He finally came out, but he was
grow up.
He just doesn't care. Like, and then the latest, this Court of Gold, I would suggest you check it out. I mean, my man talked to President Barack Obama like he was just He was a towel boy. I mean, and I don't think he meant anything by it. He just doesn't seem to want to have to do all the other stuff, to yeah. have to be on and have to be the guy to kind of deal with stuff. That's the sense I get from him. I actually believe it. I think he wants to be the best player in the game and be the dude that everybody fears, but I don't think he wants to take the mantle that Magic and Bird did, or take the mantle that Jordan did, or Kobe did, or Shaq, or LeBron. Those guys were into being out front. They were cool with it.
Yeah, and I don't blame them, because you see the microscope and the pressure that's put on these guys, and why LeBron always turns into the punching bag or whoever the face is at the time. So I get it. And some guys aren't into that. That's a big problem, or at least was, with Mike Trout in Major League Baseball. We're like, he should be a bigger star, but he doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
Well, and he's got to actually play like more than a quarter one now, season. Here it is, you know, absolutely. He's got to actually be out in the field for more than 10 games a year.
You brought something up there, and Tyler just walked into it two times.
But he's just so freaking amazing. Oh my God. I want to give him every award I can. He's so good.
Tyler has just cut off two guys who have been faces of the league, Mike Trout and Steph Curry.
Made a freaking glass.
But what you said to me is the truth. I think this weekend kind of showed a little bit of why, man, I don't want to have to be that guy. He went in another time, Tyler, he was like, no, Wimby's going to be that guy. He said,
what's happening with
Wimby,
him.
Wimby's going to be the guy. I think when he watched at All-Star Weekend, what happened to LeBron? LeBron James, and I know many people will call me a LeBron apologist, and sure, I am. But LeBron, and he's played in 20 consecutive All-Star games. He's 40, had an ankle and a foot, and then set out, took the team picture in clothes, and we've acted like we've never seen that before, although you can go look him up. Kobe's done it. Shaq's done it. Steve Nash has done it. This is... guys that have been injured and didn't play took pictures outside of their uniforms. But he's selfish. It's all this. When there is an argument since Jordan, since whatever, like nobody has meant more to the game and done more and brought more to the game for the players, for the game overall, than LeBron James. And he misses his first one. And you know who else missed? Anthony Edwards.
It's true.
And nobody says a damn thing about... Like, I think Anthony wants to stay in that lane.
Of course.
And he looks and sees, this is what happens when you're the face of something. We can go, who are the faces? Who's the face of the NFL?
Mahomes.
What is happening to him right now?
People are dancing on his grave.
Like who? I'm serious. In the last 10, 15 years, what it means and what you have to deal with when you are the face of the league or something, who the hell wants to deal? Like, you gotta be a special person to want to accept and take that. Who's the last person that's been the face of something that hasn't just had the kick in the nuts or the attempt to... Because right now in our industry, there are people, whoever is going to be the next face of anything, that are aligning themselves to be against that person just because it will enhance their job. There are people out here who are looking to catch the face or whatever in a bad light. Is it Tiger?
Maybe pre-2009 Tiger, maybe.
Like there was a thought of, hey, with Tiger, Tiger is great, man, and we're just excited to see great. We're excited to see him be great. I don't remember many people sitting down and just coming up with BS ways to talk about why Tiger's
it's true.
Bad.
Tiger's probably a good
one. Is it Tiger? Because, or it, like, I feel like Brady dealt with it later.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Even Derek Jeter. I think later on. I think
later
a lot
with
of
Jeter, did he?
Or maybe even early, because the Yankees were winning early. I think so. I was going to say, I didn't even think of Tiger. I was going to go as far back as Jordan in the 90s. I think everyone of the current century has had to deal with it. But yeah, Tiger Woods is probably a good one.
But it's enhanced even more, like now.
And you know what? It might be the next one in the sport of golf, you know, now that we're kind of through the Tiger era. I guess Scottie Scheffler's kind of taken that, but wish he had more personality.
Yeah, but... Yeah, Scotty. I mean, I think the only thing Scotty has taken is just
so
that one incident that occurred. That
but he's also dominating. Like, he is. I mean, he runs golf right now.
See, he's running golf. But Tiger's still the face of golf.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. 100%.
Like, it's a basketball thing. Like,
and I would say even Rory McIlroy, like is even a step above Scheffler, like, in that arena.
Yeah, and you guys both said, and the text lines come through, Tom Brady, Derek Jeter, and maybe I'm off in missing this. I don't feel like what Derek Jeter, and maybe I'm off on Tom. I still don't feel like Derek Jeter and Tom Brady are dealing with what Mahomes and James have. And what...
Has anyone in baseball ever dealt with that kind of level of what you're speaking on?
No, I think the language barrier helps him not have to deal with it.
Tall Asian guy.
But no, I don't think Derek and I don't think Brady had to deal with it like this.
I would say certainly not Jeter. Brady, there was at least the later part of his career, because he just played up until, a couple of years ago. He's not that far removed. I think later on in Brady's career, he became so disliked by many.
Did it?
I think so. I think that's why he's doing the roast and putting himself out there.
I feel like there was a middle part where he was, and then I felt like...
He's a biracial angel.
I felt like towards the end, it was like...
Well, once he went to Tampa.
Man, he's like, oh, man, he's 40-something. Man, he's...
Yeah.
Like, look at this. This is amazing.
I think once he went to Tampa, then it switched over to Belichick. Was the public enemy number
Someone
one.
Someone texted him Barry Bonds and Peyton Manning, but I don't think...
Ooh, Barry's good.
Yeah, but Barry... Yeah. But even with Falco and the...
What do y'all think his hat size is now?
Have you seen him? It's shrunk.
Yeah.
He's clearly gotten off of it.
Yeah,
but
he's Barry, tiny.
But Peyton is also someone that came in at a time where I think we were as a public, and especially as an industry, more into the greatness of what they provide, and not just have, like, I think Skip Bayless really changed the game.
Oh yeah,
I think Skip Bayless really changed the game into saying, all right, I'm gonna create a job and a role out of just as crazy as I can sound to just take off on the player that's great. Like today, I heard Craig Carton, who's another one of these idiots, who came out and said, it came out on LeBron scored 40 last night at 40 years old, and came out and start talking about his turnovers about the game, like, and talked about how, oh, who cares? That's what he's supposed to do. That's what he's supposed to. It is now a thing to come out and just say, I'm going to be on the other side of Mahomes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the other side of LeBron. And I think
on the other side of that, like the Nick Wrights out there, like, I'm going to ride Mahomes' jock like harder than anybody.
Yeah, but we were used to a lot of people doing that. Like there were,
that's
like,
fair.
Like,
yeah.
like Jordan, everybody rode Jordan. Jordan in terms of liking him, not the other.
Yeah, the other. Not like Tiger Woods.
Yeah. That's the one. Tiger, I can't, like, I, like, when we think about it, because Tiger came in 97, and that's the early part of it, but when he, still in the mid-2000s, Tiger was still Tiger.
Yeah.
Like 2005, 6, 7, 8, and we started to see kind of the sports field change. But we love him, and we admire his greatness.
Yeah.
And it seemed like people became stronger when he had that thing where he got hit in the head with the 9-iron.
Well, I think certainly once he returned, right? I mean, I think it was a little bit of a roller coaster. I think some people turned on Tiger because of all the off the course issues, but then after the health issues, his return the last, whatever, it's been 6 years, maybe closer to 10 now. It's hard to keep track. I think people are back on the Tiger train. He's a little more Teflon now.
Yeah, you said A-Rod. Now A-Rod to me did a lot of things to have himself.
He's so unlikable.
Yes. Like the
real doucher, that one.
Yeah, like Mahomes has, like, honestly, God, Mahomes has not done anything.
It's more his family than him.
Yeah, but I'm like, Mahomes has not done, you would generally, if Mahomes came around 20 years ago, it would be more of a praise of him. Now, there are people in our industry lining up to go against and right. to be the one that is against him. Yeah. And I feel like Ant's like, man, I'm good on that, man. You can have that. Wimby, you do that.
Yeah, I don't blame him. We always root for underdogs, but we hate, like, sustained success.
Yeah.
And that's what happens with Mahomes. You start winning too much. I'll just say this to put a bow on Anthony Edwards. I do appreciate, though, he seems to be real. Whether it's with President Obama, somebody on the court, anywhere else, that's just him. He's very confident, maybe cocky, maybe arrogant, but he's always the same. Where a lot of times athletes nowadays, Russell Wilson, right, they seem like too manufactured, not genuine. I'll say at least Anthony Edwards seems very genuine. He's always seems to be the same guy, no matter who he's talking to. He's just a very confident dude.
And because of that, I think it's going to be hard for him to fight.
It's true.
To fight off of. Compared to anybody else. Unless Cooper Flag is just something different coming. All right, coming up, the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN, made a decision. And now when you hear the decision and then think about, well, what the hell does this mean moving forward? It makes the decision they made crazy. It will absolutely blow Tyler Milner away. And actually, it really kind of caught me off guard, too. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It feels huge.
Little.
Shot Rod has done it again.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to the Drive. Luke is in the, but that's your first one, Little Shot Rob? That's your first drop?
That's the first drop I ever made as a producer here at this beautiful radio station.
Little Shot Rob, yeah. That's what we
wasn't quite sure what I was doing yet.
Yeah. You made that one, though. You made that one work.
Yeah.
Little Shot Rob has been in the news a bit, at least his league. This broke today, fellas. ESPN and MLB are no longer national TV partners after this season they mutually agreed to opt out of the final 3 years of the deal per letter. So, I mean, they can say mutual. I will say this to me. If I had to guess, ESPN may have been a little bit more the one pushing this to be ending and this contract and to opt out of the final 3 years.
Yeah, according to reporting, they've been asking Manfred to reduce the amount of money they have to pay, yeah, which is quite the move. And Manfred, of course, would say no. And his complaint was ESPN doesn't give them enough attention outside of the actual games they broadcast. So that's where it becomes mutual. But yeah, it was really ESPN's decision. They were trying to get out of it.
Yep, they were trying to get out of it. And the interesting thing, and we were having this conversation before the show, and when you look at this, ESPN's about content, right? And the big, big piece of ESPN is they got the games. They got the games. Let me get you to college basketball. Let me get you to the NBA tonight on Friday. College basketball all day tomorrow. College football. We've got the NFL. They've got every single sport imaginable to get you to the games. And in the summer, right, Major League Baseball is a big part of that. They have multiple games that they play every week during the week. They have Sunday Night Baseball, which they play every single Sunday, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They have games through the week. Wild card, everything. But I would bet that ESPN has more games on their airwaves than any of their partners. I'm just talking about during the regular season.
Oh, I think that's fair.
Like, yeah, even if you include Fox and FS1, Fox obviously has, like, national games. Fox has Saturday games, and then FS1 has some games during the week. Turner has some games as well. But I think ESPN has the most. So, clearly, ESPN loves to get to the games. They just throw the games at them. They'll throw up through all of them. They'll throw 18 college basketball games at you tomorrow. But in the summer, what sports are happening in the summer? Like, once they get past the NBA season ending in June, then, hey, baseball feels it. We turn to baseball. We turn to baseball for June, July, and August. Then we're getting to football. So now, clearly, fellas, they're going to have to fill that content with something. I don't think they're doing it with college baseball. What else is happening during the summer? What else is happening during those months that they are going to fill content with? What other sports on?
Yeah, the Olympics are only every 4 years, man.
They don't have the Olympics.
They can go get them.
They do have the Canadian Football League, which starts in the summer.
Shout out, Clint Sterner.
The sports that are happening in the summer is, maybe, is there some tennis?
Figgy would know.
There's some golf, maybe?
I know you like what he has to say better anyway. Maybe I can give him a call.
Well, just only the music. there's one thing that's starting to grow. The WNBA.
Fact.
And we saw nobody, nobody was more invested in women's basketball from college to the WNBA more than ESPN was. And to me, for them, as you said, they've been trying to get them to reduce it, and now they've just completely gotten out of it. To me, it would signal, and I don't know if they're saying this, but it would signal to me that what they, the content that they will replace baseball with, which they were having on multiple days during the week and on Sunday nights, clearly would make sense. It would be the WNBA. And they apparently, to me, it feels like, Luke, they've said to themselves, it makes more sense for us in the summers to hitch our wagons to the WNBA.
Yeah, girl.
Than it would to Major League Baseball. And I'm not saying they're wrong to that, but I am floored and shocked that, that's where we are in 2025. You could not have told me that 2 years ago. And then Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Juju Watkins and Paige Beckers and all of this has happened. Someone texted in MLS. Okay, maybe. I don't think so.
No. And they're with mostly Apple, aren't they?
I was going to say, Doug, clearly when we start to see Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese games, Caitlin Clark games no matter what, they were getting big ratings.
Yeah, girl.
And in their mind, they're like, all right, Juju Watkins is coming in. Paige Beckers is coming in. There is a swarm on women's basketball right now. People care about it. It's probably cheaper, I would imagine, than what Major League Baseball is going to cost.
Absolutely.
They have hitched their wagons to women's basketball. And I am floored that ESPN. I guess I'm not floored. Hell, you could see the numbers. I did. I said this to you earlier. What do you think the nation would be more intrigued to watch? The Indiana Fever with Caitlin Clark versus the New York Liberty? I'm not even going to Angel in Chicago. The New York Liberty or the Mets and the Phillies? An NL East rivalry, Bryce Harper, Soto. The nation would be more apt to watch.
I think Caitlin Clark is the bigger draw than just maybe not even average, maybe a little above average, but the average baseball game.
How did we get here?
Yeah, it's an interesting theory, and it might be an accurate one. I was looking up, I think you touched on the biggest issue, though, is the money and, you know, the juice being worth the squeeze. So I couldn't find exact ratings. I know for baseball, for Sunday Night Baseball, they had a game last year that got almost 2.5 million people. That was their largest audience in 3 years. WNBA is just shy of a million. So ratings-wise, it seems like more people do tune in for baseball. But to your point, it comes down to the money and the investment. ESPN was paying Major League Baseball $550 million, which is absurd. Where WNBA, that league, is getting $200 million. But that's split between three media companies. I couldn't get specifics, but it's Amazon, ESPN, and maybe Peacock. I forget the third one. NBC, I don't remember. Doesn't matter. But even if that's an average, if they're all paying an equal share, then that's, what is that, like 70,000 compared to, or I should say 70 million compared to the 530 for baseball, where the ratings don't have that big of a gap. So I think that's where we could spend a lot less money. And yeah, we'll get a few of, you know, not quite as good of ratings, but it's a much better investment right now than Major League Baseball seems to have been.
And I think they probably potentially sense that this may get bigger in the future.
That's right.
I'm betting the jump
yeah.
and what they were getting was like the jump from pre Caitlin Clark coming onto the scene when they had women's college basketball and WNBA to where they are right now is they're probably saying, oh, this thing may continue to rise up.
That's the idea. Right. You're right. You're buying a stock because this isn't about right now. They're getting out of the next 3 years of their deal. They don't want baseball for the future because, as you said, I the stock's going up in the WNBA. It's probably going down in baseball. Major League Baseball has been becoming a regional sport the last
year. Yeah, I was
going
to say, it's probably going down from a national perspective to where you jump in. Like,
well, this is not good.
There were times where baseball could hang in and say, all right, man, Red Sox, Yankees, we're in it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's... Like, I think this is a real statement. I think the national public would be more into Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese right now than Yankees Red Sox.
General sports fan, I think I would agree. Problem is, Caitlin Clark's not going to be in every one of their broadcasts. Now you have Juju Watkins coming, but they're going to have to develop some other stars. But Caitlin Clark, I do think, is a bigger draw than most just random baseball games on a Sunday or Tuesday night.
But what we are seeing and what they're seeing, and we're seeing the ratings, is even non-Caitlin Clark games started to take a jump up. Like the Aces, Vegas, their games with Asia Wilson started to jump up and climb up. Angel Reese's games, like Chicago, her games, not to Caitlin's, but her games have gotten intrigue from people. I just to say that out loud, that baseball, that ESPN is, to me, just reading through the tea leaves, like people texting UFC. Now, they're not putting UFC on Sunday night or through the week like that to fill the content space that baseball did. They're going to fill it with other games. They felt, and we got a better shot to roll with WNBA than baseball at a national perspective. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild to me. All right. Many of you last night watched the Four Nations Cup, the U.S. versus Canada. I did not. And I got a bone to pick with hockey. And we'll discuss that coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Show some damn commitment and fart in front of this man.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Tell me the truth. Luke is in the building. Clint's out. Tell me the truth, guys. Y'all watch Two Nations last night?
I had it on the TV back there in that other studio while I was doing some work, kind of glancing up at it, but no, I wouldn't say I was, like, watching it.
You wasn't into it?
I mean, I mainly was just busy trying to get some stuff knocked out. It wasn't like I was like, I ain't watching this. This sucks. It was there. I looked up here and there.
But if you wasn't busy, you was at the man cave.
I watched more of the overtime than I expected I would.
You'd have been in there watching it at the house.
Most likely.
Did you watch it last night?
No. I bet on it. Didn't watch it.
Man, I bet on it, too.
And I was around, too. I chose not to watch.
Oh, you chose not to watch?
Yeah.
Really?
I watched other things, yep.
Okay. I want to go from this angle because I will explain while I'm out on hockey. I decided, as I said earlier, I watched a little Matlock, and it's the new one. And I'm serious, check it out. We're in season one with Kathy Bates. I'm concerned how long the show can go when your star is 78. I don't
I
know.
Thought you might have been watching NCIS, you know.
No, I thought about picking up NCIS Origins that had started, but I've stayed with Matlock. Had Elspeth coming up behind it. I did not watch that, but I passed on that. But I'll get to that in a second. Do you think this is going to make a big deal? Because what we're hearing, because PK is, I mean, he's everywhere, baby, right now. PK is, I mean, he's all over the place. By the way, I don't think anybody has been able to garner or will be able to garner more success out of the four nations, a.k.a. two nations, because you all really don't give a damn about Finland and Sweden. The four/two nations, nobody will make out and raise their profile more than PK will than anything else that happened here.
He's like the new Hawk Tua girl.
Oh, God, yes. I will see how long his will last. But do you think this is going to change hockey? Is this going to be the thing that, like, what we found women's basketball. What is anybody going to watch? When's anybody watching? Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, LSU, Iowa.
Yeah, girl.
That changed the sport. We saw it continue. From our last segment, now ESPN, to me, I feel like, believe they got a better shot in the future with WNBA than they do Major League Baseball. Do you think this was that type of moment for hockey?
No. And I was the one defending hockey against you earlier this evening. But no, I don't think so. I think where you will see the impact for hockey might be next year's Olympics. That's where you might see more interest. But in general, the NHL, I think it'll be a very minor, if any, positive impact moving forward for that league based off of what's transpired here in the past week.
That's what I'm saying. Many of you, how many of you all watched it last night? And if you did watch it, is this going to push you to start watching NHL hockey?
Maybe some, but no.
I wonder, text in 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, if you did watch it, you watched it, and if this has gotten you the last 7 days, because I don't think this started until last Saturday when the fights occurred. In the last 7 days, is this going to push you to start watching it regularly? Or not even regularly, is this going to enhance at all how much you are going to watch it? I wonder. Someone just texted, I never watch hockey. Who's PK? I only watch the big three.
Mm-hmm.
He's been the spokesperson of hockey.
Maybe he won't have to wear the flashy outfits anymore with all the attention.
Oh, it's playing, man. He's bringing it, baby. Yeah. Colors and colors and colors. And I'm with you on that. Like, I think they caught lightning in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I think they planned it a little bit of it, but I think they caught it in a perfect time. And a place where it is now the, hey, we're looking for an alternative or some hate. There's a hate towards the NBA, and they played that well against it. And then you always are going to have more emotion when it involves country.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you add the fighting stuff into it, they had the perfect storm, the political stuff that also added to it, that added fuel to it. I think they had the perfect mix of it. Because, again, I think the biggest thing that got people there was the fights, not even the other stuff. Like, I don't think if the fights didn't happen, I wonder how many people would have even known that the booing of the national anthem occurred.
I'd put the two together, but point remains.
I think if you just had the booing of the national anthem, I don't think, and there wasn't a fight and they just played, I don't know that it would have been a deal of let's all circulate there that moment.
Maybe not as big, but I think a lot of people would take pride in they booed our national anthem, we beat them in their building, and then you get ready for the rematch last night. Probably wouldn't have been as big without the fights where the players showed that same passion that I'm sure a lot of people would have shared. But yeah, I think it was the two factors, which before they even started playing the game, right? You had the booing of the anthem, you had the fights right away. Before they even started playing, that's what really revved everybody up.
Yep.
It wasn't the actual hockey.
From the text line, hockey, hell no. I have the NHL package. Watch as much as I can. Tampa Bay Lightning fan. Shout out to you. So is PK the new Calvin Murphy? Someone texting in, it's no different than the World Cup. I never watch soccer except for the World Cup. Get an NHL team in Houston and I'd watch. Not watching just to watch. And so for me, like, my big issue with hockey and why I'm out, and I text you guys yesterday and I said I am boycotting hockey. This is a sport I do like. I will generally watch during the Stanley Cup. I'll generally watch, and I'll watch during the Olympics. I'll watch during moments like that. And normally, like the Two Nations thing, I would have watched. But the way that they have decided to try to jump on the narrative of we care and NBA players don't. The way that PK has really jumped with that. Like, you can have this amazing lightning in the bottle that hockey caught. And I do. Hell, before PK started going crazy over the last couple of weeks and just filling himself, over the last couple of days and filling himself, I would hope more people came to it. But now, like, for me, it's the thought to use the narratives that have been painted on the NBA and really push up on that to try to create the hey, look what we do. They don't care, but we care. They don't. That part I didn't like. That part I didn't like at all. And, like, I'm cool on it. And now PK has just been on every single day. Gary Bettman did it, the commissioner as well, on, hey, not just that we play hard. They don't. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care since Kobe. They don't care. Like that, I'm like, dude, celebrate your accomplishment for the 6 days, because you and I both know ain't nobody going to pick up the Red Wings and the Wild coming up their next game tomorrow. None of y'all are going to watch that. You got a better chance to watch some sort of bad college basketball game before you turn over there and watch that. Like, just celebrate yourself. They lost me on that part.
I think for the NHL, I actually kind of like it, because this was their one chance. They struck when the iron was hot. It's probably not even hot anymore. As you said, now we get back to the regular season. The NBA started up already, began Wednesday. The NHL gets back to it tomorrow. And the NHL will now fade back towards the background, where you're not paying very much attention to them. So I thought for the NHL, this was an opportunity to try to capitalize, where finally people are paying attention, and you try to strike down your chief competitor in the process as well, to try to maybe win some people over. When and the NBA, for the past week, because of the All-Star festivities, were a little bit down as well. So the NHL had this big moment. The NBA had a moment where, whether you agree or not, a lot of people were very upset with how things went down this weekend. So that was the chance for the NHL to try to strike while the iron is hot. But I would also say, when you're lower in the totem pole, that's when you have to punch up, right? And so this was, of course, the NHL punching up at the NBA. But they're trying to do something. I respect it.
I understand the tactic.
Yeah.
I just, like, I'm good on it. You're going so hard, like, especially if you're going so hard at it, when I don't really think you know, like what you're talking about. You're coming out and saying, hey, man, I ain't watched it since Kobe died. Well, that's 5 years, Jack. Like, I that part I don't like. And I like PK. PK's good. I think PK is good at this.
Yeah.
I think he is good for hockey, because he can speak and talk and bring people in to get to, like, he looks excited. He, you could tell he loves what he's doing. He looks like, like I said, I think he may be the one that benefits from this more than anybody, because I don't think hockey is. He may be the one that benefits from this more than anybody. I just didn't like the way they went about doing it. But I will also say this. I would wonder if somebody in the NBA is going to get off their ass and defend this. That to me is, like, at some point, like, hey, who the hell are you? Take your loud-ass clothing-wearing ass off and sit down somewhere. Come over here and run up and down this court 3-4 times a week and play 40 minutes when your stars play 15. I mean, I'm not saying that they're tougher than, but I'm just saying that somebody get off your ass and defend this thing.
I haven't seen anyone's been asked about it. I'm surprised no one brought it up to, like, LeBron after the game last night, or, you know, we'll see this weekend. If you ask a Durant after a game, or just these star players in the NBA, their thoughts on those comments. And then maybe somebody will be able to fire back or be willing to fire back. But I one of my rules that I always say, listen to the message, don't listen to the messenger, and I appreciate the message more than the messenger. I think PK was obnoxious as a player. I think he's obnoxious now in the media, which it works for him, good for him. But I think what he says can still ring truer than, you know, than considering the source it's coming from, if that makes sense.
I got a problem with the message. Because I don't think he is well versed enough to know what's going on. Just like I think it would be messed up for somebody who covers or in the NBA to try to downplay how much something happens in hockey, because you don't understand it. You don't know what it is. Man, these jokers had training camp in September, play the whole season, playoffs, then went to the Olympics, played that whole way, and then got right back here for training camp again in September. Get up out of here. 5 o'clock fire coming up next. The Rockets, they get back at it tonight. We'll get you on that. We'll get you ready for the first games for the Astros and the New York Yankees. They have finally done something that should have been, they should have been sued for years for this. This has been ridiculous. We'll discuss that coming up next.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Ain't nobody got time for that.